Anybody wants to take your seats, it's 3 o'clock, we're going to get this meeting started. We only have one item on the agenda. We're expecting this to go fairly quickly. Let the record show, we reflect that we have Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Diller. We've got Councilman Sheldon, Carter, Smiley, Woods, Cartier. My aide Valerie is taking the notes. What's your pleasure on the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. First item on the agenda, I guess Brad, Doug, are you the main man?
We were under the impression that the applicant was going to be the main man.
The applicant is on his way in.
Sometimes the department likes to give a couple little opening statements, you know, and...
I think in this case, we'll defer to the applicant.
Okay.
They're here. I just sent Kristen down to tell them.
I got a question. Is it part of the Hilton chain?
Well, just because we had a pre-conference, it is. It is part of the chain, and it will be conforming. Any other questions? Because Jen and I could probably just answer.
That's right. It's by right, you know. See, all right, we're good.
It's by right. We already have the zoning. It's 133 rooms. It was 135. It's now 133.
And we can lodge your tax fund.
And Council President Hartley Nagel is here.
The clock in that room was a little slow, and they went, oh, we have 4 minutes.
It was parked all night again.
And here they come.
Oh boy.
I know it's difficult when there's only one item on the agenda, but.
I don't know, Dave already gave me that presentation, so I'm glad.
Don't sit down, come right to the table. We're past everything here.
That's not a hostile room.
We're waiting. We've had introductions, we've had everything, so.
Very good. Well, I will jump right in then. Start with an exhibit. An artist rendering.
Well, let's start with your name.
For the record, Sean Tucker, I represent the applicant.
Thank you.
Regarding this major plan application today. What I have in front of you is a colorized version of the record plan. The property in question is located on the Delaware Park area. This parcel is being proposed to be subdivided off and sold as part of this application. The parcel today is about 50 acres in size. The proposed hotel is located on a subdivided 3 acres of that original 50, and it's here outlined in green. Just to orient you a little bit, this is Route 4, the Christiana Hospital's right here, just to give you an idea. And this is where Churchman Road dead ends into the Route 4 intersection. And then the Delaware Park Boulevard or Parkway begins. The hotel is approximately 95,000 square feet. It is on land that is currently zoned CR, commercial regional. So this is not a rezoning. This is a major plan without a rezoning. The height is about 54 feet, which is in the CR zoning envelope. There are 133 rooms proposed. There were no variances or other exceptions from the zoning code that were sought for this parcel. It is in a level one growth area, which of course is an area that both our comp plan and the state's strategies and investment map encourages for economic development because it's in areas that are already developed and where infrastructure investments are often made by both the county and the state. 147 parking spots are proposed. 6 of those are handicapped, and this is a Hilton brand, and I'll show you some pictures of the architecture.
While you're getting the extra board, please let the record reflect Councilman Bell and Hollins have joined us.
Just give you an idea or overview of the architecture. This is the general architecture that is proposed. This is pretty heavy on the brick side, I think, more than most that you see. Here are some internal pictures and renderings that are proposed. We are awaiting Hilton's final sign-off on these, but very likely to be the end product or very close to the end product. About 2 years ago, we met with the local civic umbrella group in the area. We actually met at Mary's Country Kitchen at their request. I believe Councilman Woods was actually present for that meeting, and I'm happy to tell you that the folks who at least attended that meeting were supportive. of this proposal. Traffic came up, of course, as it does on any project, as well as drainage. And in regards to drainage, Jeff Ross is here to drill down into any specifics, but the drainage is addressed with the stormwater management facility and per code. In return, in regards to the traffic, Duffield did a special analysis for this user. I mean, there's a trip generation manual, as most of you know, where DLDOT gives us default trip generation numbers, but DLDOT also permits you to examine a specific user to see what their traffic generation is. And with the Hilton, obviously, you have a track record of what Hilton produces and the hours. And what we learned is that the peak generation for a Hilton or a similar hotel is much lower than the general trip generation manual. And so that was something looked at Duffield, was used to analyze traffic in the area. And at the time this application was submitted, there were no failing intersections in the immediate area at that time. There were not 50 peak hour trip warrants, so this application by our code was not required to do a traffic impact study. There was significant analysis done on that by Duffield, by DLDOT, and the County Lanes Department also reviewed that as well. That goes back approximately 2 years. There's one housekeeping matter. There is a note on the plan that is an error. It's one of DLDOT's general notes that applies when you don't do a specific study. That was brought to our attention by Land Use this morning. I want to thank Brad Shockley for doing it. That was a mistake on our side. And so that note is being removed from the plan. Working with the clerk of council to do that today. So that will be removed before it comes to you for a final vote. But other than that housekeeping matter, we're prepared to move forward, and we certainly appreciate your consideration and would welcome the opportunity to answer any questions you may have.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Tucker, for your presentation. And we just want Assistant GM Haggerty to know that while he was absent of the meeting, that Brad and Doug did a wonderful job representing the department. So please keep that in mind in their yearly review. Questions for members of council? Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. I think the area will benefit from a nice Hilton chain hotel like that. I think we're kind of under hotel, in the area, and I think that will definitely beef up that capacity. And of course, we're going to get a lodging tax now. It's great. So you mentioned that the parcel was 50 acres?
Approximately 50. Yeah.
So how much is going under development, and what are any future plans on that parcel? Sure. If you could discuss that.
So we're proposing to subdivide off 3 acres of that original 50. The rest of that parcel is under the ownership still of Rickman and his organization. So right now we're not aware of any current plans for that, at least none that have been disclosed to us. I'm looking for Mr. Sinecki. I don't think we're aware of anything.
The train station is on a portion of the
If you're going to defer to the sidelines, you've got to state your name.
Sinecki, you just state your name and sure. and answer.
Jay Sinecki, applicant here. And the 50-acre parcel has the existing train station and attendant parking on it. But other than that, we don't know of any
future.
Yeah,
no other future. Yeah.
So the hotel facility itself is only 3 acres?
That is correct. Yeah.
Pretty small.
4 stories, 133 rooms. It is relatively small, but it is market-based. Mr. Sinecki and his group did an analysis of what the market would yield, and that's where they landed the plane, so to speak. Certainly a larger hotel could have gone there.
Thank you.
Additional questions, members of council? Councilman Bell, and then I'll go to Councilman Woods.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to kind of chime in with Councilman Cartier. When you look at the location and you look at Christiana Medical Center, Christiana Care there, that in itself, from the standpoint of families and folks that are traveling, we're raising primary and main traffic corridors between the Northeast and the South, right along the 95 corridor, Churchman's Road. And so I think the property and where it's going and everything, I think it's a good fit. And I'm not haven't really had a chance to go over every detail of the plan, but I just think from the standpoint of having more available hotel rooms, and I guess it would be a real good thing for the county since we now have a hotel and motel tax. So maybe more projects like this, especially if they're well planned like this, will help us benefit with our taxation titles.
One thing that wasn't mentioned in the initial presentation too was this hotel will lend itself to a long-term stay. So if somebody was in the hospital and they needed more of a long-term, that'll be the makeup of the rooms. I got Councilman Woods, then Council President, and then Smiley.
I just kind of want to add to sentiments both of my council, fellow council people, that this project, you know, 2 years ago when it was brought to my attention, we did sit down with the communities, and they seemed very enthusiastic about it. It's a good location, and I think it fits well with the character of the area.
Good, thank you. Council President?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, when I was running 2 years ago, like Mr. Woods, that people in the community were supportive. There was word out there that this may be coming. It is a good plan, and I believe it will, along with the hotel taxes, it'll benefit us, but also the dollars that will be coming into Newcastle County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Smiley?
Will this be in concert with the Christianity?
My client, man, that's a very good question.
Christianity is a freestanding entity owned by someone else, so we didn't know.
I didn't know whether they got the name, whether they had.
Hilton has different brands, so Christianity is a full service, right? And this is a visitor service, that's the right extended stay. You can stay overnight, but it's also this type of design with kitchen and living area. So families are able to stay multiple nights, which is particularly suitable for hospital stays. Also, nearby companies have bigger projects and people come in and stay for weeks and months on end. So it provides a home of it.
Yeah, and that actually could help with an issue with the Christianity. I know it was past. I'll say 5 years. There have been times during the winter with the storms when the nurses were put on special shifts that they were actually pushed out of the Christiana Hilton because they didn't have room for them. For those people that were going to storm and stay there, they actually be over this facility, which will free up those rooms for the overnight for the nurses and the medical staff in Christiana that find themselves in that cycle where other people can't get into work in the doors to be in.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Additional questions or members of council? Seeing none, going to the public. Does anybody have any comments from the public? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Tucker, please advise your applicant that unless they're notified otherwise, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members of council.
Thank you. Oh, you're over here. Does any council member have any? Hold on, we might have something from you. What is this? You got it. Anybody have anything under other?
What they've got up to leave.
All right. Public comment. Anybody have any public? Seeing none. Any make a motion?
Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. They're moving slow.
Okay.
I withdraw the motion. We've got a. I guess we have public comment. Yes. Please rise and state your name.
And we are here to kind of get a jump start on the landfill over on 13 that's going up from 130 feet to 190 feet. They actually signed the waste management, signed an agreement with Minkerdale, which is the closest community to them for $1.2 million. And I think it's something that should be on its way to county council to be considered.
Yes.
Regarding that particular issue. We just didn't want this land use meeting to go by without someone mentioning what is going on over there. When the agreement was made, we were not considered, obviously. And So we were not asking, we agreed to it, but if it's going up to 109 feet, then it's going to tower over a lot of the other communities that Winkledale and the landfill was nearby. So we just wanted to say that, and hopefully they'll put in something, put some kind of ordinance of, is on its way, but something that will limit the amount of feet it goes up, because even when it's filled, it's going to affect us, according to some of the EPA information, it will affect us 50 years, 20 years, and then 30 years from the 20 years. So it's going to affect us a long time, and we already have issues. So.
Thank you. Councilman Smiley?
Yes. Residents of Winkledale, Civic, whatever, may have signed an agreement with them that they would not object to it, but that doesn't make it so. There's a public hearing already scheduled for Denarex, so they have not been certified. They're not allowed to build yet.
Okay.
We're going to use on the public hearing and everything else to go through.
Okay.
And a lot of us will be there to speak out.
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Carter?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, all of you know that J Street, that is for my assistance, we put a ordinance in that now goes to our land use department to review and give comments that would restrict this. I am very familiar with the state law. DENREC only considers whether they believe it is engineeringly feasible and do no consideration really of the adjacent land uses or anything else that really falls to local zoning. We struggled with it a little bit. We tried to put the best ordinance forward we could. I believe there are a lot of problems in our industrial land use that zoning needs to be fixed. So we hopefully we can work it out. That is now being, the ordinance has been put through. The process is it gets reviewed by our Department of Land Use. They come back to us with comments, and then we see whether we can move forward with it. But it's in there. I think it is considering a very concerning environmental justice issue. As you may know, I did a lot of work in East Side and South Region on environmental justice. I've been very frustrated for years that we didn't do a good enough job at seeing issues up in Claymont. So we're working on that now. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I think it's the right thing for us to be trying to do.
We want to make sure that we keep this on a short leash, okay, because it's not an agenda item,
okay,
and we don't want to fall into a violation. So obviously, okay, public always is welcome to come and comment, but we have to be careful on how this migrates into too much here. So if all the council members have like a quick comment, that's fine, but we just got to remember it's not an agenda item, at least at this point. It will be in the future potentially, but as today, it's under public comment.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And thank you for taking your time to come out. Did we have additional comments?
Well,
yes, sir.
Question.
Absolutely.
Any
we just need your name, please.
Willie Scott.
Mm-hmm. Willie
Scott.
Scott. Thank you, sir.
That would be up to land use. It was just sent over from Nelly to land use. But my understanding is that that's public once we've introduced it. You can get it online and take a look at it. And
okay.
Once we knew anything, if you want to give me your number, I can share it with Jay, and we can contact you.
Okay,
great.
Just where it may
be. Thank you. And our council might want to speak quickly on the path this will be taking.
Mike McGregor, just real quickly to respond to your question. It perhaps may be included on the planning board for June. But it will definitely be, I think as one of the councilmen mentioned, there will be a public meeting held by DENREC. I think it's scheduled for May 28th.
Yeah.
In Winkledale Fire Hall, I think it is.
May 28th.
Great, thank you.
Good. Hopefully they'll notice everybody. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just want to make clear that the public is not giving any false hopes about what's happening here. Because even if this ordinance comes before council in June or July, it's not retroactive. So if DENREC gets okay and it goes forward, then we're still in the same situation with the same challenges. And then we may have some challenges. We may be challenged ourselves with the audit. So I just want people to be very clear about what we're trying to do. We recognize that this is a challenge, an environmental justice issue, but also what our jurisdiction really is. So, and oftentimes people will come and they're looking for a certain resolution that we can't give, and then we end up looking like, we didn't try, we didn't care. And I know, the last time we were dealing with the truck that was going out on Tremor Avenue and so forth, And there were people that actually angry with council members when, quite frankly, it was the DelDOT issue. We were doing everything we could to try to make certain that DelDOT would do what it was supposed to do, and DelDOT refused to do that, but we don't have any jurisdiction over DelDOT. So we want to be clear about, you know, our limitations, what we can do. I think people here are very sensitive, as you've heard from your colleagues here, but we also want to be very clear about our limitations.
Mm-hmm. Council President?
Yeah, I just wanted to just clarify, and I'm very sympathetic and want to do everything we can, but it is my understanding we don't have jurisdiction over the height of a landfill. Am I mistaken in that?
Well, that can be a question that I guess will be analyzed and reviewed and then get back whether we'll have it or not, because we have to be very careful with this not being an agenda item. We don't morph into a conversation, because other people could have wanted to have been here from the whole community if we were actually going to have a discussion on it. So, but we don't want to stop the public. Public's always welcome, so, and I'm sure that'll be analyzed. I think we have a comment. Yep.
For the record, Vanessa Phillips,
thank
Chief
you.
Administrative Officer. For the record, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew the public hearing is Wednesday, May 29th at 6 p.m. at the Minkwedell Fire Company.
Okay, Councilman Cartier.
Just a brief statement. I welcome people from Roseville community here. Not only is the large-scale, massive growth of this landfill facility impacted your community adversely and surrounding communities, but it's impacting our public safety building and it's impacting our government perversely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know about the jurisdictional matter, but you know, we got a real issue here in my mind.
I'm sure that'll be worked out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Any additional questions?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go.